1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
See, like that, or you can hear like that animal could hear. You see, you have to understand something. This is like it was in the days of Noah. People don't understand that. People think in the days of Noah, they're just marrying, giving in marriage. No, those Nephilim, they knew strange flesh. They not only knew the daughters of men, they knew strange flesh. These were demons, these were angels and humans. They were not human and they were not angels. They were something that became demons. But these demons knew strange flesh. What does that mean? They committed bestiality. They infected all the animals. That's why you see in Greek and mythology and all this, all these animals, like all these just stuff they made up. No, these were actual stuff. Because during the days of Noah, they infected everything. That's why God said, I'm going to do a drive-by. That's what I call it. I'm going to kill everything. Why wouldn't he spare anything? Because everything was contaminated. The DNA was messed up. This is what they're doing today. The very same thing. And they're not. The media is blocking people from understanding. So if you just watch the local news media all the time, you're going to be in the dark about a lot of things, even though your spirit is like saying, you know, something's wrong here. But they've deplatformed, they've censored, so you have to do some research. You can't be lazy. You can't sit and watch your sitcoms all day long and be in the know about some stuff. You got to search for some, and search prayerfully. Ask God to open up avenues. Ask God to show you different things that we need to know, because my people are destroyed for the lack of some knowledge. Amen? So let me get off of that onto the real reset, because God's about to reset some stuff. Amen? Man owns nothing. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen? Let me start by saying we are standing on the threshold of a new spiritual season in God. Tell somebody right now, something great is about to happen. We are at the threshold of the emergence of a new day. You know, God has watched all this foolishness go on. God knew COVID was coming. God knew man was going to try to kill. He's depopulating. He's doing all this stuff. God knows that already. It didn't catch him by surprise. Amen. The end of the age is coming. And the beginning, or we are entering, I'm going to call it the age of righteousness. Amen. We talk about it in Deuteronomy, I'm the head, not the tail. Well, that's going to become true. I mean, in your reality, you will be the head. You'll be first and not last. You'll be above only and not beneath. Amen. God has plans for his church. Lawlessness and all stumbling blocks are going to be removed from the kingdom. Now hear me, and the suns will shine brightly, just like the noonday sun. Give me Matthew chapter 13 and verse 41. I have to remind people to stay away from carnality. Carnal Christians playing church, thinking, you know, that it's no big deal, but it is a big deal. I like to say it this way. Carnal Christians are going to become casualties. Whenever you're not putting God first in your life or giving God the right place in your life, the enemy's going to have place in your life. And that's the reason many times there's such struggles among some. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. So Matthew chapter 13, verse 41. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. I don't know if you've taken notice of this, but ever since our last year's anniversary, I knew that God, and I sat here right on this side one morning, one Saturday morning, just by myself for a long time, just, and I sensed so much angelic activity. Now, to some that might sound foolish, but to some of you, you understand what I mean. I sensed the activity of angels. They were coming up here, they were all back there. Every time I went to close my eyes, I would open them, like somebody was walking by me, and they were all over the place. And I knew, Lord, you have must have dispatched a greater measure of your angels to assist us in this season. Look what he says in Matthew 13:41. And the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. The great reset that God has in mind is the sons of God being made manifest to the world. Now, I don't know if you can carry this heavy weight right here, but I'm gonna drop it on you anyway. I'll stand there to spot you, see, you know, when they spot you so you don't get crushed by it. Isaiah 60 in verse number 1. Arise, shine, thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Someone said last week, and it quickened my spirit. God spoke to them and said, we're not waiting for an awakening. We are in the midst of an awakening. I believe we are. If you look around, if you take the time to spend time with the Lord and listen to Holy Spirit, you'll see that God is, I'll say it this way, he's always been close to us, but it seems like he's just so much closer to us now. And so, and angels as well, our angels have been spotted, have been seen, and we've had testimony, you know, people seeing, and I mean, they're here, and they're here for a reason. So we must align ourselves. You know, I said yesterday out on the field, angels don't respond to requests. They respond to commands. And so we must be under the command of Holy Spirit. We must be in alignment with God. And then when we're not requesting things, we are decreeing things. Amen. We're making demands on things. And angels are a host. They're an army. They don't respond to your requests. But when you mean what you say and say what you mean, and you have a life to back it up, and you are saying what the Word of God says, they respond to those commands. They hearken to the voice of God's word. And it's important that we understand that, because our weaponry is far superior to anything else, to anything the enemy can throw at us. Amen. Our weapon, we always triumph. Amen. We are more than conquerors. Amen. So Isaiah says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Tell somebody near you, your light has come. Tell them, I see it on you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. God spoke to me one morning not too long ago, and he said, you remember Jehoshaphat? I got to think of Jehoshaphat, and you know that story in Chronicles where Jehoshaphat said, believe in the Lord, so shall you be established. And we believe in the Lord. You believe in the Lord. The Lord says, I'll establish you. But he said, also believe his prophet. Then you shall prosper. We believe in the Lord, but sometimes what's holding up your prosperity. Now, I want you to see this. In Revelation, the Word of God says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Ask someone near you, do you have a testimony of Jesus? Well, then that makes you a prophetic person. Amen. We're not stuck on facts, and we're not living in the past. We are a prophetic people. The Holy Spirit in you will show you of things to come. He may not show you the whole picture, but if you're sensitive and you listen, he that hath ears to hear, the Holy Spirit will show you. You'll have an unction. You will be one that knows. Remember, learning is cognitive. That's head stuff. Knowing is revelatory. Knowing is from your spirit man. You may not have all the details about something, but I know. No, you ain't telling me. I know you lying. No. He have a real good argument, but you come find out, yeah, he was lying. How'd you know? I had it in my knower. Here he had a good, you know, he sold me here. But something there was saying, just wait and see. You see, Adam, before he fell, he didn't have to learn anything. He walked with God. God said, Adam, name the animals. Where did he learn all that stuff? Where did he learn any names? How could he name something and the name matched or, well, see, when he named them, he also put the nature in them. He didn't learn that. He knew that. After he fell from God, now the learning had to start. He had to learn a lot of stuff. And that's where we are to a degree. We have to learn a lot of things. But oh, when you walk by the Spirit, amen. There's stuff you learn that you never went to school for. Why? Holy Spirit is there. The one that knows everything. And so to the carnal saint, you know, dig deeper. You know, don't let people draw you into the flesh and into the carnal mind, into the natural mind. Amen. Follow the Spirit of God. And you know, he'll challenge you. Some things God will give you things to do that are bigger than you. This is what people miss. They just want to be comfortable and, you know, have it easy. You know, God doesn't work like that. God will always draw you into a place where you have to rely upon him. See, he is your source and not on your resources. You got to rely on your source. You got to trust God. I tell you, that's the place of true freedom. That's the place of true deliverance. That's the place of true breakthrough. Instead of holding back, being afraid. And this is what this whole COVID thing has done to a lot of people. They're holding back. They're afraid now. Fear has struck them hard. But I'm telling you, God's going to awaken. God's going to bring deliverance. There's a reset. Amen. There's a reset coming. So the manifestation of the sons. Hear me. This is where it gets a little heavy. The manifestation of the sons. Not the World Economic Forum, but the manifestation of the sons is going to redefine everything. Amen. I say that again. The manifestation of the sons of God, that little remnant, that whatever they were carrying, sure was effective against the enemy. Is going to redefine everything. Do you realize in the book of Acts, the testimony was these 12 have turned upside down the known world. Amen. See, God was so working with them just before Jesus came on the scene. The Romans built the Roman roads. Why? To connect the world. Because God knew the disciples were coming. And they would need the roads to carry the gospel all around the world. But those 12... Not 1,000, 12 of them had turned upside down the known world. The gospel was preached everywhere. 12. Started with 12. Tell me what God can't do. The manifestation of the sons will redefine everything.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.